I've spent the last year putting the pieces of my life back together after I lost everything in my six-figure marketing business. So yeah, I loved that agency. And now I'm taking my decade plus of traditional marketing experience, combining it with the latest online marketing techniques and starting again from scratch. The question is, how will I do it? With the new challenges like cash flow, debt, and no team. This podcast is here to give you the answer. So join me and follow along as I apply and share marketing strategies to grow my online business using only the simplest, most uncomplicated methods. My name is Samantha Gooden, and welcome to Marketing Launch Radio. OMG, OMG, OMG. That is how I am starting today's podcast. Hey everyone, it's Samantha Gooden, and welcome to Marketing Launch Radio. Oh, so I'm heading out swimming this morning. Now, the good news is that it's getting a bit lighter in Barbados. It's 5:49 a.m. I am heading out and I can see the sky. Like, it's meaning it's not just all black and dark as it usually is. It's a little bit brighter. I mean, let me not fool you. We still have to use our headlights to see where we're going, but the sky in and of itself doesn't seem so dark. And I'm taking a different route in to get to the beach this morning. So I'm actually timing myself to see if I get better performance on this route than another one. That sounds like it should be its very own podcast, Performance Routes. But today, that's not what we're talking about. Before I headed out this morning, I was doing a review of some client testimonials, and oh my goodness, I'm thrilled. Like, I'm so thrilled and excited today because there's this thing that says that, you know, believability is greater than credibility. It's a quote by Frank Curran. Believability is greater than credibility. And essentially what that means is that you want to for people to believe you rather than for you to be credible. Because when you are believable and people can see that you actually do what you say, then they will more likely want to connect with you and what you do, right? And so the best way for you to have believability is testimonials. And I know about social proof and the importance of that, but to be honest with you, I haven't always shared the social proof that I have, right? So I have been thinking, how can I do that? How can I get more social proof? How can I make sure that my message is out there? So one of the ways I decided I was going to do that was this week just sharing testimonials, and I'll give you an update on exactly what happens with that. You know, what happens when you put testimonials out, and you know, how that builds your business. So let me just remind you of the platform that I'm using. So guys, I'm all about using one platform, having one message, and driving home that message with a single product until you get results. And so far, the results I've had over, now we're looking with focused effort and energy over the last 5 to 6 months. My results are over, let me see. Gosh, you know, I actually need to go calculate it. But by the end of last year, I had made over $12,000 online selling my courses. And I was learning how to do this and improving as I went along. I did not have a fancy website. I was not using any fancy marketing. In fact, I slimmed down the social media channels that I was using because it was too much for me to manage at the time. So I focused only on Facebook. I got, you know, I slowed down on Instagram. In fact, if you go to my Insta page, you're probably not going to see a whole lot of action and activity there because I made a decision that I wanted to prove. I wanted to prove my message, but then I also wanted to prove that this could be done without having everything that they say you should do. I built a Facebook group, and my Facebook group at the time when I started getting all of my results, my Facebook group only had like 350 people, and barely 350 people. So that's the context of all this and why I'm so thrilled and excited. I just would have gone through the last round of Marketing Launch Secrets, which is my core offer, my core product. And each time someone would have asked me a question or they went through and asked for additional support, I just turned that into additional bonuses for the program. And the guys that I had, and let me be very clear, the women I had go through the program this time were powerful, they were insightful, and they were very thrilled to get their message out there, because the program is designed that way, right? The program is designed to help you get very clear on your message, get clear on who it is that you talk to, and then make sure that you speak to them and ultimately make an offer to them. So why I'm so thrilled is because I am about to put out a testimonial with Athalia Yisrael, and I'm going to see if I can actually get her here on this podcast so she can tell her own story. And we can go through that. But Athalia lives in Guyana, which is in South America. She has a company called Outlier Zone, and Outlier Zone works with families to help them with financial literacy. That's a really big part of what's important to Athalia and her company. So she had previously, they had some success, but it was all offline, and she wanted to increase her impact so that she didn't have to be relegated just to doing work in her country, but she could do work throughout the region, the Caribbean, and touch people in their homes. So they didn't have to come into her place and do the training, but she had no idea how to do that. And what the big thing for her is that she also didn't have a whole lot of money to get it done. So she wanted a cost-effective way to get it done. If you've done any of my programs, you know that I usually have very flexible payment terms. And I do that because I want as many people as possible to be able to access the material, you know, and learn and then make some money. And Athalia's testimonial is thrilling me. Like, I'm going on my swim, and I'm just so thrilled just because of the way that she did it. So Athalia's like, I showed up for every class. I booked it in my schedule. I made sure I came to the tutorials. I showed up for my one-on-one coaching calls, and I did it. It just so happens that she got over 100 leads for her very first online masterclass. Of those leads, she had 24 paying students show up at the very first masterclass, which means that way before she even did her masterclass, she had made over 250% return on investment in doing the program. And I was like, oh my God, this is so phenomenal, you know. And it's wonderful when we do these kind of things because it validates the work that you're doing. And get me, I get excited like this for every single testimonial. I get excited because, you know, when we get our clients' results, we get results. You know, if they're not getting results, we're not getting results. If they don't look good, we don't look good. But here's the other part of this, which makes me so thrilled and excited. For her, she's doing work to impact generations. So when Athalia is impacting generations, I told you I was taking a little bit of a different route, and a cyclist just drove in front of me. Yeah, so when Athalia is impacting generations and she's doing that work, it means I get to impact generations too. She actually said it. She's like, Samantha, that means I get to help 24 families, 24 generations potentially get to come out of poverty because of this work that I'm about to do. And when she put it like that, I was like, oh my goodness, what an amazing blessing. So, all right, here are a few things. Remember that believability is greater than credibility. If you haven't been collecting the testimonials from the people who are doing your programs, then you are doing yourself a huge disservice. So whether that's a video testimonial or a written testimonial, you need to make sure that you are doing that. I'm going to give you a few quick tips for ways to do that and what the format for a good testimonial should be. So first thing first, you know, I didn't think this stoplight was going to be up and running at this hour, but it is. And this is eating time out of me getting to the beach. Like, seriously, I cannot believe this. Anyways, Thing number one that you want to do for your testimonial, get it. That's the whole thing. It doesn't matter. Once somebody has had results, you want to make sure that you get your testimonial. Now, I've learned this thing. A lot of people don't like giving testimonials because they may feel a little shy on camera. But if you actually coach them through this, coach your clients through the fact that you want to be able to share their results so that others are able to get similar results, just get their buy-in pretty early and keep reminding them of it. Then the second thing is the way to do video testimonials. So there's a format for video testimonials that you want to follow. It's what I call the before, during, and after process. Essentially, you want them to tell you what was happening in their lives before they interacted with you, what happened during their interaction with you, and then what happened after. Because you want to give people a context of where they are and how they got there. And the best way to do that is with a story. Then the third thing, when I'm doing a video testimonial, I do two video testimonials when I'm recording. I use Zoom and I actually record the Zoom session on my computer. And I use two approaches. Approach number one is I record the session with the person. So I do it like an interview. And if you scroll onto my Facebook feed, you're actually going to see that. I'm thinking I'm also going to put it onto my new YouTube channel. Yes, I launched a new channel. That's a whole nother story. I'm going to do a podcast on that separately. But then you also want to be sure that you do a testimonial by itself, meaning a single testimonial where the person goes in and they are doing it by themselves and telling their own story, because that may be better for a website, that may be easier to transcribe, and those ones are usually shorter than when you do them interview style. Okay, then the next thing that you want to keep in mind and really keep at the forefront of your mind as you do this is like the audience that you're going to be sharing your testimonial with. If you find that your audience may be better for written, then you may want to do more than one version of the testimonial as your social proof. So I'm going to be sharing the video, but I'm also sharing it here, right? Because, oh my goodness, I just love it. But then I'm also going to share a written version of her story and turn that into a case study. The most important thing is that you want to share your wins. Share your wins. In fact, just hearing her and what she did, it's encouraged me to go back to several of my other clients who went through the program and just to see where they are now, what they've done and what they've accomplished. So listen, just remember, believability over credibility. Get some social proof out there, because the more people believe that you can get them results is the more they're going to want to work with you. All right, I'm here. I'm at the beach and I'm going to go run. Go have a delicious swim, get some inspiration in, then get back to my desk and get the work going. All right, guys, take care. Bye-bye. If you're listening to this, then you're probably in one of two scenarios. Either you're a woman with a great talent who's ready to launch your personal brand but isn't quite sure how to take the next step, or you're running your own business, you've got some marketing happening, ads going, and content. Maybe you've even got an agency, but things aren't clicking just right, and you're trying to tie all the pieces together. Well, if you want my help or just want to get an idea of what it's like to work with me, then just go to unlockyourbrandnow.com. Mm-hmm. I believe in simplifying marketing and making it a process that's very, very easy. But I'm also on a mission to help every woman that I can launch her personal brand or her business brand in 21 days or less. So go to unlockyourbrandnow.com and go check it out.